You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. America is changing. Non-whites now make up a majority of kindergartners. By the next presidential election, the Census Bureau predicts they will be a majority of all children. And by 2044, no one racial group will be a majority in this country. This cross-current of demographic and cultural change is really upending traditional voting patterns, and it's straining the fabric of just what it means to be American. Throughout this election season, NPR and its member stations have been having a collective national conversation. It's called A Nation Engaged. It looks at central themes in this year's election, including this week's question, what does it mean to be American? For our contribution to the project, we put this question to some promising young spoken word artists. This poem is entitled Kitchen After Rumi's Guest House by Kendall Flowers, a 17-year-old student at Ann Arbor's Pioneer and Community High Schools.
1. I swear this afro is a family tree. Each curl its own line of lineage, twisting, tangling around each other beautifully and too often violently, but here, on my black head and my mama's, I ain't white, my whole family's just light black head. My, no, I'm not mixed, and we don't call it Creole blackhead. And my daddy's just capital B black. Black like didn't run fast enough black. Farthest back is South Carolina slave. Black, black like. I can hear my ancestors whispering my real name to me from the hair behind my ear in my sleep. I can never remember it in the morning. 2. I swear, this afro is an ocean grave. Every wave a new chance to leave something for the tomb. My hair looks so good in salt water, like it finds home in ocean. That's funny, ain't it? Black girls' hair finds home in the ocean, like it's always more comfortable in the Atlantic, like there it rests in peace. It reaches out behind me when I swim, tumbles through the waves like it's trying to hold on to the currents. If I'd let it, it'd drag me down, all the way down till it reached something familiar. Twist around a black girl's skull and tell me she's my cousin, and I'd stay there underwater, swimming in all that blue and black, breathing in all that lost language floating around their waterlogged lungs. I think I'd take a rib back up to shore, try to grow a girl from it, try to bring back a generation. 3. I swear this afro is a guest house. Every knot its own Great Depression. You should see how much pulled hair I've flushed down the toilet trying to rewrite history with a fine-toothed comb. Pick out what ain't pretty. The guests that live here and don't pay rent and be too loud and don't clean up. The guests so heavy they bent my back, forced their way into my roots and pushed out of me a graveyard country. There was too much blood and earth caked onto my scalp. My grandmother tried to wash it away in the kitchen sink until she recognized some of the bodies in the dirt. It gets heavier. Every day a new tragedy makes home on my head. Drips blood into my eyes, turns everything red. I pick my hair out, try to make space for them in all of this thick. And I would be grateful for whoever comes if each had been sent as a guide from beyond, but I'd much rather them be guides here. Playing with toy guns and selling cigarettes on the corner, walking home and listening to music, I want to pour the blood back into the bodies, the air back into the lungs, reset the bones, and none of this ever happened. How does it feel? To wake up light, to be the carried and not the carrier, to taste freedom and not also taste blood, salt, sweat, to have it go down easy, to sing the national anthem and not choke on it, to watch the flag and not the rope, to see the blue and not see red on black. I swear, this afro holds a country, a generation, a civilization. Hand me the big comb and the oil. Get comfortable. Let me introduce you to all of this history that made home on this black scalp.
That was the poem Kitchen After Rumi's Guest House. It was written and performed by Kendall Flowers, who's a student at Pioneer and Community High Schools in Ann Arbor.